Today we get reaction on the latest U.S. Department of Agriculture numbers for wheat acreage, as well as looking at the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate to report for January. We're joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. First off, as we look at the U.S. winter wheat acreage numbers, any surprises there, Tom?
Leslie, that's probably the biggest surprise there was in the whole report. You could actually call it between friendly and bullish. And it's the only thing that was positive for the wheat today. We got surprised with much lower numbers as total winter wheat came in at 36.6 million. Now, this is 7% lower than we had a year ago. Also, I saw a report they said the second lowest we've seen since 1913. Now, hard red winter wheat, 26.5 million. This is 9% below a year ago. And I also saw that was the lowest we've seen since 1957. Now, the soft red winter at 6.72 million acres was 5% below what we saw a year ago. Now, when you look at the hard red winter, Kansas is 8% below a year ago at 8.5 million acres. Oklahoma also 8% below a year ago at 4.9 million. Texas 12% below a year ago, 5.3. And Nebraska a record low at 1.28 million, 14% below a year ago. As I said, that's the friendliest thing there was for the wheat, because when you look at December 1 grain stocks, the wheat came in 40 million higher than the trade was looking for, 208 million higher than we saw a year ago, with the quarterly stocks at 1.738 billion bushels. The ending stocks also larger at 941, that's 30 million more than what we saw a month ago. Corn and soybean production today, pretty much a neutral number. A little bit of friendliness as they did come in lower than they were a month ago. The corn crop, 13.6 billion bushels. That is 53 million less than what it was last month. The yield was lowered at 9 tenths of a bushel from last month at 168.4 bushels per acre. Still had a record soybean crop, but it was 51 million lower than last month, coming in at 3.93 billion. The yield came in 3 tenths of a bushel less than last month at 48 bushels per acre. The ending stocks on corn increased by 17 million over last month at 1.802 billion. Soybeans actually decreased by 25 million to 440 million. We saw, as far as December 1 stocks, the corn came in 1 million higher than a year ago at 11,212,000,000. Soybeans came in 187 million above last year at 2.715 billion. So as you can see, not a whole big change out there, but we really did add a lot of stocks to the wheat, but the acreage number was the friendly number.
Also out today, USDA did release the World Agricultural and Supply and Demand Estimate to report looking at the situation globally. And Tom, were there many adjustments this time?
There wasn't the ending stocks, Leslie, as we did see the bean stocks drop by 3.3 million metric tons. We saw the corn stocks drop by 2.9 million metric tons. Now, these are not huge adjustments, but they are a little bit lower coming off of large numbers, though. But the wheat stocks saw an increase of just a little bit over 2 million metric tons, which is still a huge amount of wheat out there in the world numbers. Now, everybody's watching South America. USDA left Argentina soybeans at 57 million metric tons, and they left the Brazil soybean crop at 100 million metric tons. Now, today we also saw CONAB come out with an estimate for the Brazilian crop at just a little bit over 102 million metric tons. So that's what the world numbers look like.
Tom, in looking at these reports, I guess overall, what's your feeling?
Well, one thing that stuck out is exports. The wheat stayed unchanged from where it was last month. Corn dropped 50 million. Soybeans dropped 25 million. So we're not looking for an increase of export business at these lower prices. That bothers me. Now, these are some highlights that catches my eye. In the wheat market, U.S. exports are holding at 800 million bushels, lowest in the past 20 years. U.S. ending stocks, the fourth largest in the past 20 years. World wheat production, 735 million metric tons, the largest in the past 20 years. When you look at corn, the yield, the second largest we've had in history here in the U.S., production, the third largest. Exports in the last 20 years, this is the fifth lowest number we have seen. Ending stocks, the third largest in the last 20 years. World production, the third largest in history. Soybeans, the yield came in the largest in history. Production was also the largest in history in the U.S. Exports are the second largest, but 153 million bushels below last year's record. Ending stocks, the third largest here in the U.S. in the past 20 years, and world production of soybeans is tied for the record accomplished a year ago. Leslie, the bottom line is we still have a lot of supplies to work through. The upside in this market to continue is really going to be tested. The only thing that can continue to really help this market is if the funds start to liquidate some of their short positions, bringing a little bit more buying into the market.
Tom, for people looking for more information, how can they reach you?
Call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Loeffler. Loeffler Commodities providing our analysis of the latest numbers out from USDA today, looking at national as well as the world supply and demand situation. For the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.